Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
So we're back with episode 13.
Is it episode 13? Season 13, there you go.
How the seasons fly by.
They do fly by, don't they?
And this one is all about tide and tunnels. As in tide tunnel.
As in tide tunnel. Tunnel time.
I've codenamed this one Project TikTok, because no one will drive that out.
Yes, yeah, I got that. TikTok base, yes.
TikTok one. The TikTok base.
Yes, I've got that here.
So this is the 1966 Time Tunnel.
Yes, yes, the original. As always.
Yes, always. One season, 30 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it's an Irwin Allen production.
He's done so much, didn't he?
But it's apparently his favourite one.
Yeah, I can understand that, because when you think Land of the Giants was another one of these, isn't it? And yes. Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Yes, yes, as is Mr...
And Lost in Space, I think, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And actually this has got someone from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, isn't it, who's in this. Is it Robert Corbett or something? One person's from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
Take your word for that.
Yes. Trust me.
And the theme music was done by John Williams.
Well, there's a surprise.
Andy Rankin. And it's the John Williams. Yeah, it is the...
John Williams.
It is there.
Well, there you go. Someone has to... You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I suppose
you've
so.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you've only got a metronome to make the... <That's>,
Yes, this is a bit of a strange start, but anyway.
So, we begin in a jet.
Yes.
That touches down in the desert, middle of nowhere.
Absolutely in the middle of nowhere. I'm not quite sure how he knew where to land. There was no landmarks whatsoever, but he did.
Yeah. And then he's met a car by, is it Doug Phillips? Played by Robert Colbert.
Right.
He meets him in the car.
Yes.
And it's a senator. He's come to have a look at the project.
Yes, because it's costing them an awful lot of money.
$7 billion.
$7 billion.
That's not cheap.
Not even in those days, standards, they weren't cheap, was it?
No. And he says, so he's come to assess that where all the money's going and is it worth keeping it going?
Yes.
And so they get in the car, they drive along, and suddenly the whole road opens up in the middle of the ground.
Yes, hence he calls them out, the car is called Mobile TikTok One. TikTok Base. But yes, suddenly a hole appears in the desert. I don't know if it's a sinkhole, but it just appears.
Now, this looks like a bad special effect, but it's not. It was a practical effect. There actually was a hole.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it fell.
Yes, I have got that. They drive down for miles, don't they?
Yeah.
And I've got a note here of Ramrod of Security, Sergeant Giggs. That's what you called him, the Ramrod of Security.
So he did, yeah. It'd be a bit of Roger Ramrod. Yeah, he's got moustache.
Yes, haven't they all?
Yeah.
Yeah. But to me, it was just like, it's just this giant hole.
Yeah.
And he just looks down this giant, there's no one around, he just looks down this giant hole, big flashy lights, I've got a big budget on flashy lights.
There's lots of flashy lights.
Lots of flashy lights.
The future is flashy lights.
And apparently it drops 800 floors.
But did you notice when they were looking down, I think they said there's like 12,000 personnel here.
Yes.
This is all images from the Forbidden Planet.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't notice that.
But they've just added people to them somehow.
But... I believe they cleverly did Time Tunnel because they actually set it slightly in the future.
They did, 1968.
Yeah, it was filmed in 66.
Yeah.
Previous year was much better. But they filmed it in 66, but they said it was actually 68.
Yeah, because by then they probably thought they'd have time travel.
Well, it was just round the corner, really, wasn't it?
Too futuristic.
But yeah, as you say, they drop 800 floors apparently, which seems to have no effect on them whatsoever.
No. I mean,
that's sort of
and like he said to the senator, hold on.
Hold on, yeah.
There's nothing
to hold on.
There's no rails, there's no cars, there's nothing.
They ran out of budget.
Yeah.
That's why they're hoping he'd come along and pay some more. It took 10 years to build this hole, apparently.
And they fall, it's a free fall 800 floors.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. He didn't even ruffle his hair. But they show him the tunnel.
Yeah. Now he meets up with the general who's in charge.
Yes.
He calls him Woody. They're good friends.
Yeah, they're old friends. I'm not sure if he's from the Disney film.
No. And I like Woody, the general, who says to him, I always told him he should go into politics because he had made a lousy soldier.
Old friend of yours, I believe.
All right.
Hello, all right.
Woody.
Oh, it's been a long time. How did they ever get an old dog face like you out of the mud, huh?
Worst paratrooper officer I ever commanded. I told him to go into politics where he couldn't hurt anyone. Oh, come on. That was meant to be a gag, not a dig. What's all this investigation nonsense?
Well, I think you can guess why I'm here, Woody.
Of course.
What is this? Don't worry, I was only kidding. Nothing about it come over as a joke.
No, no. But is it Tony?
Tony's the young side.
Tony's the young side, yeah. I believe he's
James Derwin.
Yeah, he actually is in Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
All right.
But he wants to test the tunnel now, doesn't he? Because they haven't tested it.
Well, they've tested it on mice and monkeys. Now, this does not seem a safe bet, sending mice and monkeys.
Remember the heart of mice and men? Yeah. Maybe this is why it was good.
Or mice and monkeys, yeah.
It didn't quite work.
No.
That was a follow-up. Which way did it go? Which way did it go?
I would have cut in and screwed. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be much more interesting.
Yeah, actually, yeah, thinking about it. But yes, yeah, the government official, he says, yeah, you've got to have tested it on someone by now.
Yeah. You know. People, yeah. Or I cut the bunch. Yeah, that's it. It's done for.
And they said that they're years away from testing it on people.
See, Doug says, no, we're not testing on people. It's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous. Yeah. Well, then they all leave.
Yeah. Completely deserted.
That's what place. I was. There's 12,000 people working in this place.
They say, the Senate says, is there anything else for me to see? And they say, yes, there's plenty for you to see. And they go off. Then everyone else leaves as well.
It's
like, the bosses are like, let's nip out.
Tony decides, no, he's going to do it himself and runs back in there.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there.
It's even dark.
There's no security. Nothing. I suppose it's because it's underground and he's going to need security. The worrying thing is that I thought, he then sets the controls himself.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, it's not very safe, this, is it? You know, he's got a time to.
He thought the weapons have two keys.
He's doing it himself. And he just, well, he sets the controls and walks into the tunnel, just as they've all come running back, haven't they? Yeah. Call the guard out.
Well, there's the explosions. Yeah. Yeah. So that happens when you go through time. And it's not really a tunnel with segments, it's just, yeah. I couldn't work out how long it's supposed to be, because obviously it gets smaller all towards the end.
Well, it's supposed to, but is it, or is that supposed to be just an optical effect?
I think it's supposed to be an optical effect.
But we know, yeah, it gets smaller.
Yeah.
But they come running back in, don't they?
Yeah.
And they see all this, and... They then sit down at the controls, and I've got here, the man sits down in the biggest clock I've ever seen. It's absolutely enormous.
It's 3 foot by 3 foot.
Yeah. Digital clock. He must have really bad eyesight. Might as well be braille. It's huge, isn't it?
We see Tony lands on a ship.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice for a kaleidoscope, because it was pretty.
It was pretty,
But it was a kaleidoscope. It was a Charles kaleidoscope. Someone stuck a camera on it and gone, yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah, oh yes, get that. It's sparkly effects.
Yeah, but he does. He lands on a boat.
Yeah.
Never guess what boat it is, folks.
Yeah. At first there's a woman there. She thinks he's just tumbled.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the tumbling part, because... He seems to tumble in, but no one sees him.
No.
Considering what boat he's landed on, there should be a fair few people walking around. It's a bit like the time tunnel lab. There's no one around. But yeah, he lands on the boat.
Asks if he's okay.
Yeah, he says he's fine. And he's just looking around, as he doesn't realise what boat it is to start with.
No, and he's because he's a bit chilly, and she says, she says something about...
Yeah, something about being cold, wasn't it?
I couldn't work out what it was.
No.
It was an odd reference.
Yeah.
Are you hurt?
I'm hurt.
Hmm? Are you hurt? I'll call someone. Oh, no, no, I'm fine, really.
But you had a very bad fall.
I didn't look where I was going. It's a pretty big ship.
It's supposed to be the biggest ever built. It doesn't look so big in the middle of all this water, does it? Are you, you are American, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you American? Oh, please, why don't you sit down?
Oh, yes, yes, I am. Anthony Newman.
Althea Hall. All Americans adopt the vicarious life just to please your Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy?
Mr. Roosevelt.
Oh, no, I guess I should have put on a jacket. I didn't think it would be so cold.
And she says, "Are you American?"
Yes.
Yes, I am.
she knew. Yeah. She knew. She was an expert on languages.
Yeah. And he makes his excuses and moves on the boat, and there you see the ring.
Yeah.
The life ring.
Yeah.
Says on it.
Titanic. Yeah. So we know what boat he's on now.
Yeah. And this episode is called Rendezvous of Yesterday, isn't it?
Yes.
So now he knows he's on the Titanic.
Yeah, but back in Time Tunnel HQ.
Yeah.
They can see him and hear him, but not the other way around.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant. I love it when they do this. Yeah. How can you see and hear? What was he got? A floating camera behind him?
They can see it like it's a TV camera.
Yeah, literally.
I like it. It's like the wide screen effect comes into the tunnel when these things pull in and suddenly projects a picture.
Yes. But yeah, they can see and hear him, but he can't see and hear them. And as you do, he bumps into the captain of the Titanic.
Yeah,
Tony. And immediately tells him that he's from the future and yeah, the boat's going to sink.
He's a poor scientist. He doesn't seem to grasp the idea of time travel.
Yeah.
But you'd say, you know, like, oh, it'd be more realistic if he said, I can see into the future and I'm a clairvoyant. No, he says, I'm from the future. I haven't even been born yet.
Yeah.
This ship is going to hit an iceberg and crash. And of course, the captain doesn't believe him.
No, he just thinks he's a madman and just poo-poos him, as it were. Just sends him off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got here. Surely a scientist like him should know not to meddle with time, with the timeline.
They don't seem to care about that prospect at all.
Not at all in this series,
no,
do they?
No.
Not at all. They will just meddle with anything.
Meddle as much as they want.
Captain. Good afternoon. Captain, I must speak to you. It's very important.
Of course, you're Mr.
My name is Newman, sir, but that doesn't matter. Captain, I must tell you something.
Of course, Mr. Newman, what did you want to say?
I don't know how to say it without sounding like I'm out of my mind.
Come, come, my dear fellow, you're satisfied with your accommodations or the food, or perhaps you've misplaced something and you're afraid it's been stolen. In any case,
Captain,
I'm sure you...
this ship is the Titanic.
Is that what you had to tell me?
What I mean, sir, is the Titanic sank. It struck an iceberg and was lost.
Sank? This is our maiden voyage, sir. That means our first voyage. I trust this is not some poor attempt at a practical joke.
No, Captain, it's not a joke, I swear to you. How can I make you understand?
Perhaps if you stop talking nonsense, Mr. Newman. Newman. I don't recall. Are you in second class or third?
I'm not on the passenger list, Captain. I'm Dr. Anthony Newman. My doctorate's in electrophysics.
It's a very impressive title, Doctor.
Listen, I know I sound insane, but you must believe me for the sake of thousands of lives. I can't remember the exact hour and day of the disaster, but it's history.
Stop this rubbish. We are riding on a calm sea, and you talk about sinkings and disasters as though they'd already happened.
It has for me, Captain. I was born in 1938.
If you insist.
Captain, I'm part of a scientific team in the year 1968. We've been experimenting with time displacement. I've been sent back in time to this ship, to this moment, month, and year.
Granger, this gentleman is a confessed stowaway. We see that he's confined till we reach New York.
Captain, you'll never reach New York.
I'm afraid his peculiar ideas might alarm some of the other passengers. I suggest you keep him incommunicado and under guard.
Yes, sir. All right, even if you don't believe me, it wouldn't hurt you to change your course. Go farther south.
Take him below.
Captain! Not reach New York.
change our course. What sort of gibberish was that, sir?
I make him some sort of harmless crank, Mr. Granger. But there are other transatlantic lines which would not like to see us set a record on our maiden run. I can't believe they'd go to these lengths, but... Well, I think that'll be all, Mr. Granger.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, Mr. Granger.
Sir.
Have you not seen Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Not previous, it was 63, Doctor Who.
Yeah, because he tells him that I was born in 1938, he says, the captain, all I've written is idiot.
I've got here, back in headquarters,
yeah.
Back in Time Tunnel HQ,
yeah.
I've got here some great sound effects.
Yeah, I put the clangers start singing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the 60s, yeah. Yeah, who knows. What they were doing.
Yeah, of course, the captain locks Tony up because he's worried that he's from a rival ship.
Oh, he's a stowaway. Yeah, yeah, I think, yeah, he's yeah.
Trying to delay their time beating record.
Which I thought wasn't bad if he's a stowaway because he got a room.
Yeah.
He got a cabin, which is not bad for a stowaway. Instead of throwing him in a regal zone, put him in a nice luxury room there, you know. But
not even steerage. Yeah. It was good quality room. Then they've got, yeah, back at Time Tunnel TV. Because they're watching now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I've also... Because he meets the lady, doesn't he? He meets the young lady on the deck.
Alethea Hall, I think she was called.
Yes. Oh, I'll go with that.
Or Athena. Athena Hall.
Yeah, Athena, yeah, that's right. That's right. A strange name, I thought, at the time. But, she appears, she comes, doesn't she? She knocks on the cabin door where he's being held by the guard. And she knows everything. The captain, obviously, somehow seems to have told her.
The captain's blabbed. He's not.
At what point did the captain met her? I've no idea.
Yeah, loose lips sink ships. In this case, it's true. Yeah, she knows the whole story.
Yeah, apparently. And they chat to each other and she leaves the room and then I've got she suddenly gets a stomach cramp.
It's
great acting.
I just thought after she chats with him and he goes on about, do you believe in the past, do you believe in the future?
Yes.
Well, if I told you they don't exist, they're all one and the same or rubbish. She comes out and
I've lost the will.
Obviously she feels nauseous. She falls over and she takes some tablets,
which I put work very, very, very fast because she'd only put the tablet in her mouth and she was as right as rain walking up the stairs.
Now we go and
must be an editing.
They realise it's April the 14th, 1912 on the boat.
Yes.
And that's is it hours away from the Titanic sinking?
I believe so.
That's 6 hours or something.
Doug's sweating about all this. No one else seems to be. Everyone else is quite calm. Poor old Doug.
And Doug decides he wants to go back and help Tony. Because the room Tony's in will be one of the first hit when that iceberg hits. It rips straight through that room, I think. So he has to go back and get Tony out of the room.
Yeah, I believe somehow they got a map of, or a plan of the Titanic, didn't they? Yeah. Worked out what room he was in.
Yeah.
I've no idea how.
No. And since it was... They've never found the Titanic at that time. There was no... The damage of the
No, exactly. So. But yeah, Doug decides to go back. So they get a suit for him to blend in.
Blend, suit and cap. And a copy of the newspaper.
Oh, yes,
it says
right.
About the Titanic sinking, and I'll put it here because it says SS Titanic sinks. Now SS is the American. It's a British ship. It'd be HMS.
Yes, but I believe it is called SS Titanic.
No, I think it is.
We'll beg to differ.
Yeah, I can edit in the fact that I was right later.
You usually do.
Yeah.
Voiceover comes over. Yeah. He was wrong. But yeah, he lands in the coal room.
Yeah.
Again, nobody sees him. Yeah. It's amazing, they seem to land where there's no one actually standing.
Yeah. Yeah. They hit a boat in the middle of the Atlantic. Yeah. A few metres this way, a few metres that way. Yeah. It could be in the water.
We'll say no one sees him. A guy does see.
There is one bloke working the boilers. Just one bloke.
Yeah. I've got here, he obviously went to the Dick Van Dyke School of English because his English is just so bad. Jiminy, Jim, Jeru. Where's Cole?
Yeah,
He meets a French kid with a beret, because all French people wear berets, yeah, as every American knows.
It's this thieving French boy.
Yes, apparently so, yeah.
He's stealing food.
Yeah, to feed the people on the Titanic. Because they're in...
Yeah, Duncan nips into a washroom, doesn't he?
Yes.
To wash his hands, to get the cold off.
Yes.
And the boy runs in after him, and he lets him hide behind the door.
Yeah, he makes out he's not there to the...
So when someone comes in with the boy...
Person, isn't it?
Purse, I would imagine. Yeah, he says, I haven't seen him.
Yeah. He asks the kid, do you know where the strange man is? He's told the tale. Everybody seems to know where Tony is.
Luckily, there's only the one corridor.
Seems to be.
One corridor, one room. So it's not a problem.
It's not a big boat, is it?
No, it's not.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. So the little boy says he would distract the guard outside the room.
Yes.
So Doug can get in, and he steals the hose pipe.
That's correct.
I think this is only going to give him so much in white space.
But it works.
But it does. Doug and Tony then meet up.
Now, I've got here, now I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah.
They use the same cups and saucers on the boat as they did in the Time Tunnel Lab.
I didn't.
Yeah, you're going to have to rewind that.
All right.
In Time Tunnel HQ, they've got these yellow cups and saucers, and lo and behold, they've got the same set. Well, maybe these are the original, and Time Tunnel have got the...
Yeah.
But there's the same yellow cups and saucers on the side.
At any point, did Doug and Tony throw them through the tunnel?
It's possible. And they landed perfectly well.
Now, their plan... Now, I like this, because they don't want to fear with history, do you?
Well, Tony seems to.
No, Doug and Tony. we can save everyone if we go to the radio room and radio for help before there's a disaster.
Yes. They use the QSD, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea what the QSD is.
I think Stephen Fry hosts it.
And they call it the electric pulses.
Yeah.
Now, to me, it looks like a Morse code machine, but they're saying it's electric pulses.
I should point out, while they're in the room together... Doug hides behind the door, and Tony makes a noise by breaking a boxwood chair.
Oh yes, that's right.
The guard runs in, and Doug karate chops him from behind.
It always works.
Yeah.
Always.
One chop will knock anyone out.
It seems to in most of these programmes I've watched.
So now they've got the gun from the guy who's guarding them.
Yes.
So they take the gun to the radio room with them.
Yeah, and say they're going to use Morse code, electric pulses, as they call it.
They go to the radio room, they hold them at gunpoint, they tie them up and put them in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And then they start sending out the stress signals.
Yeah. Now, the ship's captain comes in, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Now, I've got here, they then used footage from A Night to Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because instantly... I know that film.
Yeah. I know that model anywhere.
I've seen that
iceberg as well. Yeah,
I'm sorry for the iceberg.
Yeah.
It should have got a bigger role. It never went on to do anything, did it?
Just got the cold shoulder.
Just melted away in the background.
So then the sailors rush them and take them both captive.
Yes.
And the captain orders them to cancel all the SOS signals.
Yes, because someone radios back, don't they?
Oh, yeah. What is the name of your distress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Nothing. We're fine. We're unsinkable.
Leave it. Now, I've got here that the scene cuts back to a theme, as you said.
Yeah, she's playing the piano.
Yeah, now I've got here, is it Liberace or Mrs. Mills? Because it... She's got rings on and everything, if I remember.
And the captain's in there, he picks as a sit down, and he listening to her play.
Yes,
suddenly there's a bang.
They seem to be very cool about it.
Yeah, and the chandelier moves back and forth, so you know they've hit something.
Oh, they've hit something. Yeah. Yeah. And Doug, I've got here, then tells the captain he will die, because the captain then realises that. They were right, Tony and Doug were right.
He goes to see them and says, we are hit.
We've hit an iceberg, how did you know?
And they tell him, you've got to launch the lifeboats, you will save 750 people.
Yeah.
And no more.
And then he says, what about me? Doug says, you're dead.
You're done for, mate.
Yeah, you're going to die.
You're pushing up the plankton.
The actual captain is it Anthony Newley?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, actually played the sea captain on this one. Might as well get a big star in, I suppose, on your first episode. But yes, so he's going to die.
Yeah.
I did notice, you say about the chandeliers, did you notice they're not rocking the same direction?
No, they go different directions. One goes one way, one goes the other way. I did say, yeah.
No, I'm no expert. I've never really hit an iceberg before, but you would imagine that both chandeliers would swing in the same direction at roughly the same sort of time. Yeah. But these are way out, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's one of those Newton machines, expect them to go in each other.
Now, while this is happening, we're back at Time HQ.
Yes.
And they're watching this on Time TV.
And,
they said, we've got to try and remove them. It'd be dangerous, but we have to try and catch them and freeze them.
Yes.
And apparently it freezes all their... They can't breathe or anything, so they have to move really quick.
Yeah, it just freezes them in time.
And the only choice they have is to push them to a different time very quickly.
But they're not sure they yet. Because I don't think they can bring them back straight away.
Yeah.
But... as you said, they seem to be running about the boat, and Tony goes to see
the lady,
Athena.
She won't leave.
She won't leave.
We get her backstory. She's a teacher. She's put all her money into this one trip to see a neuroscientist.
Oh, new technology.
Neurosurgeon, sorry.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, oh, that works. That's easy. They do that. That's nothing.
It's easy in my time.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've got everything to live for, sort of.
So he decides to do that. But Tony, instant, I mean, he's never been on the Titanic before.
No.
He's never, you know, he's been there half hour, been locked in a room most of it.
Yeah.
But he seems to find his way to the deck.
No
problem. Instantly.
Yeah.
It's at the same time, Doug appears on the deck.
Yeah, and the Titanic people notice, they're together. This could be our chance. But there's a little, they're trying to get people onto the boat. So.
Well, okay. You see lifeboats being dropped in there. There's a great scene where people breaking portholes with bits of china.
Yeah.
Now,
bottles, china.
I can understand the china cracking, but I'm not sure the porthole would crack.
No.
And they scream out these portholes. Yeah. Again, well.
It's like they're screaming out of the portholes. You think you're supposed to go through the door.
Yeah.
Children's doors more you convenient.
You ain't going to fit through that, love.
This bit isn't underwater or anything.
No. And Tony and Doug then seem to fall off the ship.
Yeah, there's an explosion. And they get pushed off.
Yeah. Well, you say pushed, fall. The timing's a bit out, if you noticed it. Let's see. Oh, is that gone? Oh, jump. But they're transported to... We don't know. It's just a matter of time I've got here.
Yeah, that's what the doctor says. The lead Ray, the lead scientist, says, I don't mean to pun, but it's a matter of time before we get them back.
Now we differ here.
Yeah.
Because I may add, listener, I hope you're still there.
He wasn't there in the first place.
He's always there. He's always there. He's always listening. Now, you gave me this dodgy copy of this time tunnel, but you kept a different copy for yourself.
I downloaded the copy to my tablet so I could watch it at work.
What's a tablet?
Aspirin? So instead of doing work, I could watch it.
Of course.
But then I've got another copy on my computer, and I thought, oh, you can have that one because they're bound to be the same.
Oh, I can have that one, yeah.
I thought they'd be the same. I didn't realise they'd differ.
Yeah, they differed. Now, your one, we'll go with your one, because your one did kind of make sense. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
What happens, they pull it back and Doug and Tony are separated.
Yes.
And Tony comes back to the TikTok base.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's a few years before...
He actually visibly arrives.
Yeah, before he arrives. And we see this ramrod of security.
Oh, the ramrod of security.
But he hasn't got a tash.
He hasn't got a tash now.
This is how he works out.
Yeah.
But it must be the earlier. But
the dump turns up.
Yeah, but being the logical scientist he is, he just screams at them. But don't you know me? Don't you know me?
He's shouting at them, doesn't he?
Yeah, when Doug turns up in his car.
Yeah, I'm Dr. I forget what his real name is.
Anthony Newman.
Yeah, Anthony Newman. I'm Dr. Newman. They go, we don't know him. Dr. Newman. You must know. As you say, he shouts and shouts.
Screams at them.
Now, he's in the middle of the desert, as we established.
Yeah.
And he decides to run away.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure where.
Well, maybe he's running after Doug's car. Doug then drives off and says, I don't know this crazy person. Just let him go. But the security said, well, we've got to have a word with you. Yeah.
Yes.
So you know about our TikTok secret.
Yeah. He runs off.
No, they're going to shoot him.
About four or five of them are going to shoot him. No, mate. No, they're crack shots.
Yeah.
Because they all miss.
Yeah. Then he does disappear.
he does disappear because they've the time tunnel HQ back in the future.
68.
68. They grabbed him.
It was, I can't remember what it was set this bit. Was it like 10 years before he started? Or seven?
No, because they've been building it for 10 years. So yeah, it must be about... I think he said he'd worked there for 7 years. So it must be about 8 years ago. Yeah. He hadn't reached that point yet. He hadn't joined the team. But they say... It gets confusing now, doesn't it? Time Tunnel HQ grabbed him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, pulled him back off. But this time... It's in a jungle.
You hadn't
said
that.
I imagine they flew him for a real jungle to do this scenery. Because then he finds Doug in this same jungle.
Yeah, it
is. Which is just plot pot.
It's just a plot, yeah. Yes.
And say, oh, thank God I found you, we were separated, but now we're back
but
together.
But Doug says he's been there for several weeks already, hadn't he, at that point, because he's looking pretty dishevelled.
Yeah, the flat cap's gone.
Yeah, the flat cap. He's lost the newspaper.
And then we see, then they pull back, and you see a giant, a very rare, I would sort of, dinosaur.
Extremely rare. Well, I presume that's probably where Doug lost the paint they're hitting it.
Yeah, I think it's lizard biggest.
Yeah. It certainly seemed that way, didn't it?
It's just a big lizard with bits
stuck onto it, yeah.
Probably stapled that time, they didn't know. They didn't know about it.
And that's where it finishes.
Yeah.
Mine, on the other hand, having jumped off the Titanic, they're pulled together and they roll, because they always roll.
There was always a roll to land.
Into a room.
Yeah.
Now, instantly, I can't remember which one, Doug or Tony, instantly know it's a rocket.
Yeah.
How you can tell it's a rocket from just a room. A room with a few tubes in it, I've no idea, but they do. He then says, I hope it's not one of the early NASA ones that blew up.
Yeah.
For the faith, this boy, for the faith.
Yeah.
And
I like it, but Tony tries to open the door on a rocket.
On a rocket.
And strange enough, it's locked.
It's funny.
I didn't realise they locked the doors on the rockets. I just
You didn't see the astronauts who...
Don't wear any spacesuits.
No spacesuits.
They sit in chairs.
You remember, it's filmed in 66, so we... In real time, we haven't got to the moon yet.
Yeah.
But Yuri Gagarin's been up there. You know, he wore a spacesuit. You know, he's been round.
Yeah, but I think you obviously haven't seen the episode. You didn't realise that this is the future.
Ah,
it's 1978.
Is it really?
Yeah. So
is the planet ruled by apes? Get your hand off me, you filthy ape! Anyway,
he's just been in porn suits.
Yeah, and. Doug or Tony, I can't remember which one it is, the rocket's about to go and he tells him, lie on the floor. They've got nothing to hold on to, just lie on the floor.
Lie on the floor next to me.
Yeah.
Let me play some like jazz.
You come here often. Yeah. Do you want to share this cigarette?
Yeah. Obviously, the G-Force. And that's sort of where it ends, isn't it?
And that's where that one ends.
That's where it ends. Then the next bit is the same. We're back at Time Tunnel HQ.
Yes.
And the senator's saying, you know what, we're going to fund this as long as they're out there until you think it's impossible to get them back.
Yes. And that's where it ends.
That's more or less, yeah. He gets his suitcase back with a compass at the beginning, but now it's got a sticker on it saying time tunnel.
That's top secret time tunnel.
Yeah.
You never get that sticker on. Yeah. Everyone will know where you've been.
Yeah. And that was the first episode.
That was the first episode.
No, I did have a sneak peek at the next episode. It's called One Way to the Moon.
This is where you know it's from the future.
Yeah, this is where I know it's from the future. I watched it to find out when it was set. And it's One Way to the Moon, and the rocket is going to Mars. Well, I thought, wait, what? I did watch a little bit further.
Well, I think you have to once you've done that sort of information.
Apparently, because there was extra weight on board, they weren't going to make it to Mars. They couldn't reach
it. I knew Tony was looking a bit poor.
Both of them, they've got 300 pounds extra weight, as I say. So they have to stop off at the moon to recharge. Recharge their nuclear batteries or something.
It's always nuclear, isn't it? It's always nuclear. That is it.
Yeah. Do you want some interesting facts? One interesting fact?
I've only got one interesting fact.
Oh, we might have the same interesting fact.
It was the fact that I stayed awake.
Yeah, that's not interesting.
It's a fact.
Did you know that Dennis Hopper is in this episode? is a passenger on board the Titanic.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's in the first bit when he lands, you see him in the background. Okay. Then later on, as they get onto the lifeboat, you see him again, dressed as a woman.
No, I didn't know that.
No.
The only interesting fact I found was that back at Time Tunnel HQ, the lady, I have no idea what her name was, I'm trying to find it.
Athena, I mean.
No.
The doctor woman.
Yeah. That was Lee Merriweather, who played Catwoman in the film of Batman.
Yeah. This show only lasted one season and was cancelled due to poor ratings and was replaced with The Legend of Custer, which did even worse and only lasted 17 episodes and was cancelled.
Well, yeah, now, when it was cancelled, unfortunately, they'd never filmed an episode where they actually returned to Time Tunnel HQ.
They're still out there. Keep an eye out for them.
Also, they've got here, yeah, the first episode, as we've just reviewed, Rendezvous with Yesterday. Captain Smith of the Titanic is called Malcolm. In fact, his real name, historically, was Edward.
Yeah.
So you'd think they'd have looked that by now. Yeah. It's not hard. They've got here, the secondary officers are also fictitious, but they were taken from the book A Night to Remember.
I think taken from the film, was
it? Oh, yeah, I've got that here. Theme song from Time Travel was composed by John Williams, although it's credited to Johnny Williams.
Yeah, because it's very early.
Good on Johnny. Good on Johnny.
Yeah, it's going strong.
Yeah, as you say, there was at the end of each episode is a teaser to what was going to happen next.
Yeah, you've got a few minutes of the... They don't quite say, oh boy, but that's the sort of thing, isn't it?
Yes.
If this Quantum Leap didn't steal this concept...
Well, yeah, I've got that here.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap and Sliders.
Yeah.
Both stole that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Time Tunnel's such a good idea, how could you let it rest?
Exactly, if they didn't.
No.
Trust me, they didn't, because they did a remake.
Yeah.
Sorry, listener, that was me getting my notes.
Yeah, because I watched this on YouTube, the remake, and they say 2006, but I don't think it was. I think it's the 2002.
It is the 2002, yeah. Because the 2006 version was never filmed. It only got as far as a script.
Yeah.
So this is the 2002 version. 2002, the effects in it are quite dodgy.
Very poor.
My only thinking is they probably, because it's a pilot, you know, George Lucas got away with it. We'll just do some poor visual effects to start with, and if we get the cash, we'll do it. We'll make a better version.
I think it's more or less just a concept, isn't it? It's a concept vision.
Yes.
And they could probably say, oh yeah, we put more money into this, we'll do that differently.
The idea is kind of the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still run by the military.
Yes. Now it's Department of Energy.
Yeah.
Now, because they're looking for limitless fuel.
Yeah.
Which they found, but in doing so...
Created
a time vortex.
Yeah. And then they have to go back and fix...
Yeah, they can only go to where they send them.
Yeah.
Now, I remember, it was a bit strange, because they decide that they're going to need to go back to 1944, I think it is.
Yeah.
World War II, obviously.
Yeah.
1944. Now, I don't know if you remember, in part of it, they gave him an injection into his neck, I think it was, so he could now speak instant German.
Yes, right. Technology which exists, but the government keep it from us.
Oh. maybe they talk complete and utter.
Yeah.
But to us, it sounds normal. But to the listener, yeah, it's complete and utter rubbish.
They might as well stuck a bait fish in their ear. Is that okay? It would make that much sense.
Yeah, for some strange reason, the time vortex, tunnel, whatever you want to call it, a storm they called it, time storm, has picked up a monk from 15 something.
It's been brought forward in time to World War II.
And
so they have to go back to
pick him up, to take him back.
Yeah.
Although
they don't know it's a monk at first, they just know that's what he normally is.
Yes.
He's got the Black Death or something.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So they. But it's bizarre episode.
So the name's the same. We've still got a Doug.
Yeah, it's still a Doug and a Tony. Although Tony is actually a lady.
Yes. An emotionless zombie lady.
Yes, pretty much. And they do this, as you say, they walk through the tunnel, this lot, don't they? And yeah, it goes on for miles this one day.
Yeah. And eventually they check. Buckle's there, quit for more in World War II.
Yeah, World War II. He's gone because he's an expert at this particular battle.
What happens is this other guy, I can't remember his name.
Doug, Tony, whatever.
Well, Flynn, that's it. He goes and says, oh yeah, I need you for this. But apparently, because the time's shifted.
And Flynn tells Doug Fillett, it's Doug.
Yes.
Doug he picks up.
Doug's the one he picks up. Yes. He says, yeah, because apparently there were partners. Yes. There's been lots of little time shifts that people haven't noticed.
Yes.
If you're in the tunnel complex, you know the future, you keep it all straight. But people outside, it just changes for them. They don't realise.
They have no idea.
So this Doug didn't realise that they were partners before.
Yes.
I'm not sure, was it security or something?
Some of it they do know, don't they? Some of it has changed and some of it hasn't changed. Yeah. But yeah, so he picks him up and tells him, because you're an expert on this, we need your help.
Yeah, he goes, because later on they say, oh, well, the Doug I knew was unmarried, didn't have a family, didn't have anything.
Yes, and then the Doug, when we see him in this episode, is married with three kids, I think.
Maybe three,
whatever. And Tony, she used to have three brothers and two sisters, and now she's a lonely child.
Only child.
Yeah. But what they don't know is Doug's grandfather died at this battle, and that's why he's such an expert on it. And he actually meets his grandfather.
Yeah. And gets him pregnant. That would be much more interesting.
But they seem to know, don't they, that they can't mess with the future or the past.
They
can't mess with the past.
Creates ripples and everything changes.
Don't know what will change. They can't change the past.
They only have to find this interloper in that time and take him back to his time.
Yes, which they then find out that it's a monk. A boy monk, and he's got the Black Death.
Yes.
The plague, whatever.
And that's what causes that's what's going to make the future bad, because it means that all the people fighting there will contract the Black Death.
Yes.
And spread it throughout Europe.
Yeah, because it shouldn't have been there at that
time. It should have been wiped out, yeah.
And also, did you notice that when they're speaking to him, they use Colonel Clink and Sergeant Shorts,
the Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes, yes. I thought that was a little amusing. But yeah, so they inject everybody with an anti-venom, don't they? Whatever you want to call it. And they're going to go back to the time, because this is the difference. They can come back, can't they, to Time Tunnel HQ.
That's right.
But the thing that got me was, as you say, they have to take the monk back because it changes, but they decide to leave him there.
Yeah, because he's been inoculated.
He's been inoculated, so they leave him there. But he shouldn't have been there. So surely that has changed time.
Yeah.
Because he shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
So anything that he now does, when they've left him, whether he has children, it's completely changed the future because he should not have been there.
And back at the time they can see what they're doing. Like cameras through their eyes, it's their point of view, isn't it, or something?
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes, because she says, don't look at my backside.
Yes, because when you do, 300 other people see it as well.
See it, yeah. Yeah, that somehow, as you say, it's...
Because they have to change into German uniforms at one point.
Yes.
But the Germans take over a church they're hiding in.
Yeah.
And but they've got a spare German uniforms. And of course, because they've got the injections, they can speak fluent German, no problem.
Which sounded American to me. Maybe I've got it, because I could understand every word they said.
Because what happened is that the boy monks touched some water in the church, then the Germans drink from that water, and they're affected.
The plague.
And so then they have a really rushed thing where they've got to capture all these Germans and inject them with the antidote, but not kill them.
Yes.
You're not, because they're not allowed to kill them.
Flynn does get stabbed, doesn't he?
He does.
I think he does die, or does he die?
That doesn't, does he?
I don't know. I think they grab him and take him back through the tunnel. Because they have a limited time. The tunnel's closing, isn't it? They have to get him back.
Get to the rendezvous point and be pulled back or something.
Yes. And that's where it sort of ends.
Yeah.
They just come back.
And we're waiting for the next exciting adventure.
Yes. But during the opening scenes, some things are different. It's got here, I didn't notice this, some of it I did, but this I didn't. The traffic lights use red for go, green for stop.
Yeah. Yeah, because at one point it's showing, come, it's red already, go!
Yes. There's only 49 states in the US, because New Jersey disappears and devolves into New York and Pennsylvania. Russia are the first on the moon. Yeah. The American flag dissolves. And the New York Yankees are now the Boston Yankees. And that's probably true. I don't know about that. I'll argue with that one.
It wouldn't change that much.
No. No.
But... And that was the remake.
That was the remake, yeah.
Available on YouTube.
They actually, as you'll like this, is a fact for you, the series was not ordered by Fox, so there was to make room for Joss Whedon's Firefly.
Which, of course, goes on and on and on. And, you know, it didn't just last 14 episodes, then got cancelled.
You're not bitter about it, are you, Brian?
No.
Damn you, Fox. And that was it, basically. They then decided in 2005 they would make another pilot in 2006.
Yeah.
But it never got anything. It just got into a script.
Yeah.
Whatever that script is. Yeah. No one knows.
How long before they finally bring it back again?
Not long. Someone to make a film about it.
Yeah. I can see Will Smith. Will Smith movie.
It's always Will Smith. Always Will Smith. Just won't let it go, will you?
Will Smith and Gerard Depardieu. Doug and Tony, I can see it.
I've seen stranger partnerships. Twins.
God, yeah.
See, you forgot about twins.
Yeah. Rush Hour.
Turner and Hooch. Staker.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay, so let's rate Time Tunnel.
No, what, the original
Time Tunnel? The original
one. Alright. I'm tapping there, that's gone on the mic. Seven.
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 Seven from a pool.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, was it?
It wasn't bad. I think, we remember it as kids.
I think seven's in there too, yeah.
These are all our kids' things, as we keep saying.
Yeah.
They're all kids.
Yeah, the premise of this podcast is we'll just review the first episode of anything, it could be. But it mostly is things we remember from our past.
Yeah.
It's turning into that nostalgia trip.
Yeah, pretty much a nostalgia trip. Although... a future episode is not nostalgia at all.
No, we do suffer. We're going to suffer badly.
Yeah, but that's a future episode. Or is it? Is this Time Tunnel?
Or is it in the past?
Are we Doug and Tony?
No, we're trapped.
I'm trapped. I'm still in that cell. And that's it, really. I don't know what else to say about Time Tunnel.
Yeah, it's fine for the time. It's enjoyable. I mean... looking back, you've got to remember when it was made, you know?
That's what we say with all these, isn't it? You've got to remember when they're made.
Yeah, there is a little, on YouTube, there is a little documentary about it, hosted by Bill Mumy, who was in Lost in Space, wasn't he? He played the boy, the angel, Will Robinson.
So he played the robot then?
Yeah, no. I have to do the robot to remember his name. It's like when I dance, I have to do the robot. I think that rounds up this episode.
Yes, there was a theme tune, but I can't sing this one. Because
you haven't written the words yet?
I haven't written the words yet.
Next time.
Place, somewhere in the American desert. In a complex more than 800 stories beneath the desert floor, the United States government has been spending billions of dollars on a top-secret project involving more than 12,000 specialized personnel living in their own self-contained city.
Ever seen anything like this before in your life?
The mission. As scientific director of the complex, Doug Phillips heads a team trying to be the first to send a man into time and return him without harm.
The control of time is potentially the most valuable treasure that man will ever find.
The problem. The project has yet to accomplish its objective. The government is threatening to cut off any further funds, thus jeopardizing the hopes and dreams of the dedicated thousands who work here. The solution. Assistant director of the complex, brash young Dr. Tony Newman, proposes a radical acceleration of the program to force the issue and extend the government's commitment.
You mean today? Absolutely not. We just give up, is that it? We put our lives into this project.
I'm not going to commit murder, and I'm not going to allow you to commit suicide just to satisfy a budget. That's no answer. That's not even science.
his ideas rejected by his peers, Tony decides to take matters into his own hands and send himself into the time tunnel.
This should give us a magnetic fix, like a homing device, to enable us to locate him in time.
Doc, we've collated the automatic settings that Tony used. The energy he employed could not have sent him more than 100 years forward or back in time. Probably less.
And reduce your limits. Ray.
I know, Doc. I'm beginning to get some irregular coordination.
Unless we can return him here or to some other time zone within seconds, you'll kill him. That's what you think, isn't it?
Not exactly. We have a friend that's in danger. You're trying to protect me from that danger. I appreciate that. Tony's risking his life to succeed where I failed. Now, if we don't have the faith in what we're doing here and the guts to back up that faith...
You let me go if our positions were reversed?
Probably not. I turned Tony down. But I'm hoping you're tougher than I am.
Prepare your briefing procedure.
Ray, you'll be calling the scientific shots from this end. Don't gamble unless you have to, but if you do have to, go for broke. Don't worry.
16, 15.
In the hope of saving his friend's life, 12, Doug joins 11, in the greatest 10, adventure 9, in the history of 8, man.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As he joins his friend, something goes wrong.
Can we establish any limits?
Not with certainty.
Hurry, they're dying!
Accelerate power!
Two men tumbling helplessly through time. Their lives at the mercy of the events of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Well, wherever he and Doug are now, at least they're together.
If we do this, you realize we may never regain contact with any of them again.
Switch them.
Now, Doug and Tony must rely on their colleagues and friends to find them and bring them home.